You know the feeling of impending doom? The day you wake up with a weight on your chest from the start and you just know something's going to change. Change for me usually entails something bad happening, so I've sort of got used to the feeling. Maybe I could race Mother Nature to see which of us has the itchier trigger finger today. Oh joys, I sure hope the funeral home takes walk-ins.
Rise and shine.
Oh, I'm awake! What's with the weapon?
Oy vey, Mir. I was really hoping I'd get to use the pillow.
For what?
Oh well, good morning, I guess.
Bailey, get back in here!
So, are you getting up anytime soon, or can we eat without you?
Go away, Naomi.
Nice to see you too, older sibling of mine.
Shut up.
Love, is Micah joining us, or...
My room is not a party, get out.
Whoa, did you paint that?
That's pretty cool, right?
This place is like an art exhibit, and all the yellows, I just... Wow.
Why are you still here?
The creatures are rising. Split!
Race you!
Don't give me any head start, you cheater.
Oh boy. Why do I get the feeling today is gonna last forever?
It's gonna feel even more like that if you don't get up and eat something.
Whatever you say, Mother.
Watch your tone.
Ow! You gotta stop doing that.
Hell no, it's the highlight of my day.
I'm so glad my pain entertains you.
Get up, idiot.
I hate you, Salem.
Love you too, Micah. Oh, and Charlie said that Eden's dropping by at some point to see you. Didn't say any more than that, though. Damn, Bailey's gonna be upset that I beat him to the whole pillow thing.
I knew he was holding it for a reason, the little...
Oh, he's far from little.
I am begging you to get out.
Whatever you say, loser.
Eden, slow down. You're gonna pull my arm off at this rate.
Then move faster, pretty boy, unless you feel like getting left behind.
If this is anything like your last surprise...
You're gonna love this. I just know it.
Can I open my eyes yet?
One moment. Everyone ready?
Wait, what do you mean everyone? Have you ever had one of those days where you feel alone? Kind where you could be surrounded by everyone in the world and still feel like something's missing. A verbal confirmation that you know you can't ask for, because if you did, then maybe it wouldn't mean anything. Seeing everyone standing before me like this, all stood together and smiling, surrounded by something that looked like a jumble sale converted into a party? It was nice. My point is that right now, the feeling's the complete opposite. I feel seen. And I don't know if that's such a good thing, if this looks like the setup of a kidnapping, but it certainly made a change.
Surprise!
Yeah, you could say that again. Who robbed a house?
I don't think we need to get into the detail of how all the stuff got here.
Naomi, what did you do?
Why do you always think it's my fault?
Because there's only two people mad enough for this, you and Eden.
Are you guys done?
Let's rock and roll!
Rock and roll with what? Nobody's explained what all this is for yet.
Isn't it obvious? We're gonna break your curse.
Thought it was about time we set you free.
And all this stuff helps by...
counteracting it. In theory, anyway.
The idea was to do everything that's usually considered unlucky at the same time. The ribbons were just to make it look more like a party. People ask less questions if they think it's some kind of party.
Aren't you worried this will do the opposite? The bad luck would get worse.
Then it'll be like nothing's changed at all. We've survived you this far. It's not like we're going anywhere, so we'll just have to deal with it. Together.
Together it is. Let's get the show on the road.
Alright. Do you want the Table of Wonders or the Contraption of Anger first?
Who let Bailey name anything?
Oi, I'm great at naming things. You're just jealous.
Let's go with the table.
Good choice. I'm sure you understand the superstitions with most of the items, right? I've heard rumors you have a brain knocking around that lovely head of yours.
It's all lies. What's the clock for?
You give it to someone.
How's giving someone a clock unlucky?
Well, the Chinese phrase for gifting a clock sounds very similar to the phrase for sending someone off to their end. Kind of like attending their funeral. So, it's seen as wishing death on someone in a way. Especially if a clock is gifted to the elderly. My dad freaked out when someone brought me one of those clocks that helped you learn to read when I was little.
I don't want to kill anybody, dude.
All of these are meant to cause horrible things to happen, whether you realize what the reason is or not. But you can step out of this if you want.
No, you guys did all this for me, and it's worth a try, right?
That was the point of this.
Hey, Naomi? No hard feelings, but do you want this clock?
I called it. Charlie, you owe me.
You don't have to make bets for me to kiss you. I'd do it for free.
Oh, what's the fun in that? You want to buy me coffee instead?
I swear, coffee's all you ever think about.
Not true. I think about you as well.
Disgusting. Please just come take this clock.
You're a child.
And you're annoying. Happy New Year's.
And the award for best older sibling goes to the one handing out death wishes.
It's almost Halloween, not New Year's?
Now, let's see here. Shoes on the table. Oh, and the salt shaker as well. Unluckiness within the unluckiness. Who'd have predicted that parallel? Whoever nailed these horseshoes on the table did a good job of it. I'll give you that much. Good luck covering the holes it leaves behind.
See? That wasn't so hard. Now you're over halfway through already.
Was stepping on that crack on the floor part of this as well?
Totally. That's why we're still on Salem's mom's drive. No other reason.
Charlie, whose cat is that?
Would it make it any better if I told you I didn't know? We needed a black cat for you to cross paths with, and she seems to love me because she keeps coming back.
So are we doing this like a strange assault course? I cross paths with the cat, walk under the ladder and smash a mirror before stepping inside to open an umbrella?
Bingo. Right on the money.
Put on a show for us, Micah. Go out with a bang.
And go out with a bang I shall. It's only a few steps to an undetermined future, but it feels like a lifetime. And I've never been superstitious, but the weight on my shoulders felt like nothing I'd ever felt before. Maybe it was all the eyes? The whole idea was stupid from the start, but I trust my friends, and at the end of the day, we can say we tried. If you froze this moment in time for a million years, you still wouldn't pick out every detail. The bat in my hands was painted. It was a birthday present I'd made for Charlie a year before everything. Well, I assumed he'd lost it. Or perhaps they'd sold it to someone else, but I suppose things come full circle, swinging when you least expect it.
Mazel tov! Go, Micah!
Okay, you gotta admit, that looked pretty cool.
Only one step left.
Your umbrella, Mix Babla.
Thanks, Salem.
We'll see you on the other side.
Root, you've been watching?
The rowdy kids on my drive? Of course I have.
I had no idea they'd drag all this out here.
It's quite all right, Micah. I suggested it.
You did? But why?
A mother can't help but worry. You're much safer acting out your crazy ideas here than in some random abandoned parking lot without a signal to call anyone if something were to go wrong. You look worried.
I'm terrified.
Well, this is the last step. You cannot hope to control the future. You can only control the present. And while those steps may affect the future, it doesn't impact the complete outcome. You may walk out of that door a completely different person, or exactly the same. That's not solely impacted on the type of luck you have. You are you, with or without it. Is what I would say if I was pretending to be a responsible adult.
And if you weren't?
I'd say fuck it. What's the worst that could happen?
Okay, step back. I don't want to accidentally hit you with this umbrella.
Take care, Micah. I'll be watching from the living room if you need me.
Thank you, Rue. Here goes nothing. A makeshift idea like this one doesn't come with instructions. Much like most of life, I guess. Which is all fun and games until I realize there's no waiting time. Is the effect meant to happen straight away? Is it an overnight thing? 3 or 4 business days like a parcel?
Well,
what was that?
I'm fine. I just fell over my shoelaces.
Welcome back, Micah.
Is this not screaming danger to anyone else?
Maybe Micah passed on the bad luck to Bailey.
Wait.
Oh no.
What? What is it?
So, do you want to dig our graves, or shall I?
In this episode, you heard Luca Miller as Micah Oak, Felix Pozorski as Bailey King, Emma Nicolau as Naomi Oak, Victor Longhua as Charlie King, Tae M. Shin as Salem Alice, Angela Yee as Eden Lee, and Kiki Ash as Rue Alice. Mixed Bad Luck was written and produced by Cry MJ, with music composed by Sebastian Valenzuela and credits read by Kit Patterson. Thank you for listening.